have any Christmas decorations still hanging in your home or sitting out on your front lawn, when you go home, take them down and put them away today. Because when we finish this Mass, Christmas season is officially ended. It's the end. And we go into what we call ordinary time. The feast is over. But we certainly enjoyed the feast, didn't we? We kind of scratched it out. Do you remember Sunday, November 28th? And you came in here, and if I was saying the Mass, the first thing I said to you was, Happy New Year's, November 28th. Well, that's because that's the church. The church is a little different than in the secular world. That's the church's New Year, the first Sunday of Advent. And that was November 28th. And so, for the next 7 weeks, right up until now, that was 7 weeks ago, right up until now, the 7 weeks, we celebrated the Nativity of Jesus. We began with 4 weeks of Advent, when we remember everybody waiting centuries for the birth of the Messiah. Then on the 25th, we remembered the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. And then after that, we remembered the shepherds and the Magi's Epiphany. And we remembered the Mary and Joseph and Jesus, the Holy Family. And we remember the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. And we remember the flight into Egypt. And we remember that when they came back, they lost Jesus when he was 12. And we put that all in 7 weeks. We said, all that was the beginning of this great experience which we call Jesus Christ. And we dedicate the first weeks of every year to that wonderful story. And it ends right now with the baptism of Jesus. He's now 30 years old, and those 30 years of his childhood in silence, his adult life we don't know anything about, suddenly becomes public when he goes to the River Jordan and John the Baptist, his cousin, baptizes him. So now we're going to begin another phase of the church. And we're going to walk with Jesus and listen to him. What did he do? What did he say? And we will enjoy that according as Luke tells the story. All year now we're going to be reading from Luke. Now come spring, we're going to stop ordinary times once again for the second great feast of the church called Easter. And if you think that we have stretched out Christmas to 7 weeks, we stretch out Easter to 14 weeks. We really like Easter. That's because it's not ending. You can have an everlasting life. This is good. So, 14 weeks. And like Christmas, we have the preface, Lent, and then Ash Wednesday, the first Ash Wednesday, then 5 weeks of Lent, and then on Sunday, and then Holy Thursday, then Friday, then Easter Sunday, and after that we celebrate everything that happens up until the Ascension, and then finally Pentecost. And after that Pentecost Mass, Easter season is over, and we revert to ordinary times. So this is a pattern. Now, if you think about it, both great feasts, Easter and Christmas, end up at a Mass, which turns over to ordinary time, but both of those feasts are pretty much the same. Because in both of those feasts, the baptism of Jesus and Pentecost, we get a gift. A gift from God that enables us to live everyday life with power, with strength. And the gift in both of those closings is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today, Jesus is baptized. He's standing in for us. He's giving us, he's telling us what to do. And he says, surrender yourself through baptism to the power of God. And he stands there, and as he's baptized, Behold, this is my son. Behold, this is my heir. That's what they said.